Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is August the 21st, Thursday, 2014. Today I'm going to be speaking about compound nouns. This is episode 28. My name is Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Before I start, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can check out our webpage and add your email to the email list, and then you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via Stitcher or iTunes or any other podcatcher or mobile app that you might be using to reach us. Let's get straight down to business and let's start talking about compound nouns. Well, what are compound nouns, first of all? Compound nouns are two words which are joined together and they can be spelled separately, so they can remain separate, or they might become just one word. They can be spelled all together in one word. And what is interesting about these words that form, actually they form one word, is that the combination of words is interpreted as a single noun. So there is one single meaning. When I say, for instance, if I say I live in a green house, I'm saying that basically I live in a house and this house has been painted green. Now, if I say that I have a greenhouse in my backyard, then that's a different story. And you see, the pronunciation of greenhouse in the first sentence, I live in a greenhouse, is different from I have a greenhouse in my backyard. So, as you can see, greenhouse, basically the second one, is a little house, usually made of glass and which allows the sun rays to go into it so that the plants can get the sun. And this is a greenhouse. Yeah. We also have the greenhouse effect. So I'm here to talk today basically about the difference in the pronunciation of compound nouns. So there are many, many, many compound nouns. Let me give you some more examples of compound nouns before I talk about the pronunciation. Newspaper is a compound noun. Classroom is a compound noun. Birthday is a compound noun. Bathroom. Keyboard. Policeman. Dining room. Dining room is spelled in two separate words, but it's still a compound noun. While the other compound nouns that I mentioned before, newspaper and classroom and birthday and even bathroom, are spelled all together in one word. Keyboard and policeman as well. Some other compound nouns which are spelled separately. Swimming pool. So when I say swimming pool, for instance, or credit card, basically, one thing comes to your mind. So there is only one meaning. I'm referring to one object when I talk about credit card. And that's what characterizes a compound noun. So two words that are joined together. They are spelled as one word, or they can be spelled separately. They can stay separate. And they have only one meaning. So what is interesting about compound nouns is that the stress always falls on the first syllable. So for example, when I say dining room, I say dining room. Yes, dining room. The first word is stressed. And going back to my very first example, when the very first example was I live in a greenhouse. So in this case, you can see that greenhouse is stronger than green here in my sentence. I live in a greenhouse. And in the second example I had given, I have a greenhouse in my backyard. As you can see, greenhouse is spelled all together in one word. And then the stress falls in the first part of the word, so greenhouse. And this characterizes compound nouns. So compound nouns are all stressed in the first word, or sometimes whatever, if the first word has more than one syllable, whatever stressed syllable that first word has. So if I say roller coaster, for instance, roller has two syllables. So I would say roller coaster. So the stressed syllable is the stressed syllable in the first word. So this is it. I hope you learned something. I hope you remember that when you're reading or when you're speaking. Remember to stress the first word whenever you have a compound noun. And thank you for listening. I'll see you next time.